This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, back for another season, presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means divorce. Full service means family law. Full service means fill in the blank. Whatever your legal need may be, Brandon Legal Group can help as a full-service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit their website to request that free consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 36, our first ever 36-hole special event, first Saturday of October at Plantation Palms Golf Club. For information, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. So if you're new to the Bucks Bulletin, it's very simple. This is a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll give you this every week during the fantasy season, the first 17 weeks, as it were, because I do not believe in playing season-long fantasy leagues the final week of any NFL regular season. So since they've gone to an 18-week regular season with one bye, you can now end your fantasy leagues in week 17 and still get legitimate performances and legitimate games. So every week, we'll talk about the fantasy prospects for Bucks players and the Bucks opponents that week. So let's start with the Bucks for week one. And look, this is very simple out of the gates for week one. As I often say, you play your draft board. If you drafted, not an if, the first quarterback you drafted plays quarterback for you this week. The first running back you drafted is your RB1. The first wide receiver you drafted is your wide receiver one. You play your draft board week one. If you don't, why did you draft them in that position? So let's just look at the prospectus. Many drafted Tom Brady to be a QB1. His numbers last year justified being a QB1. They were on the low end of that through the 7-5 start. But after that, they were propped up a little bit late in the season. And of course, we don't include for fantasy purposes anything beyond week 16 last year. As Brady won week 17 and then four straight games, including the Super Bowl for non-fantasy purposes. But yeah, QB1. And on the other side, Dak Prescott, QB1. I do not own Dak Prescott in any of my leagues. I have question marks about him, as I do about a number of things involving the Dallas Cowboys. But if you drafted Dak Prescott to be your QB1, I mean, you're playing him week one. If he gives you reason to believe you made a mistake as a result of his week one performance, that's on you, as it relates to whether you have a backup quarterback on your roster that you feel is a better choice in week two when the Cowboys play at the LA Chargers, Cowboys with their first two games on the road this year. But doesn't make any sense to me if you drafted Dak Prescott as your first quarterback that you're not playing him on Thursday night against the Buccaneers. Makes no sense to me. As far as the running back position is concerned, certainly Ezekiel Elliott. I've gone over this in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I've seen him as high as 3 in ADP. In the Foundation League, he actually slipped into round 2. Obviously, keep checking status as it relates to Zach Martin. I think game flow could significantly hurt Ezekiel Elliott. As much as the absence of Zach Martin in this game, if the Buccaneers' offense is productive against a Dallas Cowboy defense that was very bad last year and did a lot to fix it, but can it be fixed overnight in just one offseason, drafting six players, first six players drafted on defense, Dan Quinn coming in from Atlanta to take over that defense. It's a lot to ask, especially against a Tom Brady-led offense that won its last 8 last season and has Antonio Brown ready to go to start this season, which they didn't a year ago. So game flow could hurt Ezekiel Elliott. Again, if you drafted him to be your RB1, you're playing him in this game. I would just be cautious on your expectations in week one as it relates to Elliott because of Martin's status and just game flow overall. From the Buccaneers standpoint, I don't know that anyone drafted Ronald Jones or Leonard Fournette to be an RB2. I guess in some leagues where you have a flex option to play a third running back, Jones or Fournette might be an option. But I don't think either is a strong option as an RB2 because I don't think you drafted them as an RB2. I think on your draft board, you drafted two other running backs higher than you drafted Jones or Fournette. Let's move to the wide receiver position. I have ownership of Antonio Brown. I think I'm going to play him as my wide receiver tight end flex, as my third pass catcher for week one. If you drafted Mike Evans, a top 10 wide receiver from last year, you're certainly playing him as you're playing Chris Godwin. From the Cowboys standpoint, CeeDee Lamb, I sense, was the first Cowboy wide receiver off the board and the third Cowboy, probably the third Cowboy taken, maybe second before Dak Prescott as it relates to most teams. But I sense CeeDee Lamb was a wide receiver too, selected in most fantasy drafts. So if you selected him as your wide receiver too, you're obviously playing him. A ton of explosive plays last year, and considering the bulk of that was with subpar quarterbacks, it says a lot for CeeDee Lamb's ability to make big plays. Lamb seems the preference of fantasy owners over Amari Cooper and also over Michael Gallup. If you drafted Amari Cooper to be your wide receiver two or to be a wide receiver three type or a flex, I get that. Not big on Michael Gallup in this game. Michael Gallup might be one of those guys you plug and play or is a flex option down the road. Dak and Gallup have a good thing going as it relates to some plays in the corner of the end zone in red zone situations. Beyond that, I'm not really big on Michael Gallup as a consistent fantasy performer. I also did see Tony Pollard in late rounds of fantasy drafts was being selected. Look, when Pollard played last year, he made explosive plays. I just don't know if there's a real plan to use Pollard a lot, because for every play you use Pollard, you're probably taking Ezekiel Elliott off the field. Now, if this game gets to a point where game flow impacts the ability of the Cowboys to stay ahead of the chains and just use Ezekiel Elliott in a normal rushing role, then perhaps Tony Pollard does get some time in some different sets where the Cowboys are trying to play catch-up. But for those of you who drafted Pollard, I don't think this is a spot you want to plug him into one of your running back spots. So sorry to get off the pass catchers there, but I forgot to talk about Pollard with the running backs. Tight end-wise, and you know I'm not big on tight ends anyway, there are elite tight ends, and there are just a handful of them in the NFL. For fantasy purposes, none are playing in this game. However, I think you can make a case if you own Gronkowski and you're in a tight end mandatory league that you play Gronkowski in this game and you might get a touchdown out of him because it's a big stage, celebration of the Super Bowl, Thursday Night Football, opening the season, and Gronk and Brady tend to connect on the big stage. Wouldn't surprise me at all if Gronk has 4 catches in this game for roughly 50 yards and 1 touchdown. And all you're trying to do as it relates to really all your starters, but especially wide receivers, is get in double digits with points, and that would get you double digits as it relates to Gronkowski. Both kickers seem very popular in fantasy leagues this year because they are part of offenses that are expected to score points. So, yeah, I can see Suckup and Zuerlein both being kickers that are worthy of being starters in week one because you drafted them to play them as your kicker. So I get it. I can't really give you any more there. The Bucks Bulletin, a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, is presented and the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Talk to you next week.